John Phillips is joining us. John is the Notre Dame Development Director among his many jobs that he has. I believe he's also the general manager of the marina, is that right?
I'm the harbor master down there.
Harbor master, yep. Okay. And, of course, you're also the mayor of the city of Burlington. So we're here chatting, at least in two of your positions. Let's talk, before we go to the city of Burlington, let's talk about Notre Dame, the Rome trip postponed for 1 year. Is that right?
Right, that is correct. The Rome trip that was supposed to take last Friday, has been postponed till next year. Seniors, if they opt not to go, can sell their trip, hopefully, to an underclassman. But we're still looking at taking that trip. It'll be 1 year from now. Also, the New York trip is going to be postponed, hopefully, till this summer. We have yet to see how that's going to work out.
Okay, and everything is in. It's one of those. Yes, yeah, so really, we talk about the end date is a fluid end date.
Yes.
But and when things return to normal, if there is, it's sort of like, well, they may or may not. But I guess you go with you hope for the best and plan for the worst, right?
That's correct. Right now, currently, schools are out. Our school is out till April 13th, as well as the churches that came from the diocese. And we had taken steps previously, like taping off the water fountains and shutting those off. We were providing kids with water bottles, Sharpies to write their names on them. We were in wiping down the hard surfaces twice a day, sometimes three times a day, to try to protect our children. And now the school is out. The students all were sent home with their Google Chromebooks. And if it is determined that these lessons will still need to be made up, we'll be able to do some video.
Okay, so this would be in extension to, let's say this thing gets extended. I'll be chatting with Pat Cohen later on this morning, as a matter of fact, about Burlington Community Schools. But it's sort of, as I said, the same. They're in the same situation, aren't they?
Yeah, I think Burlington waited a little bit because we're on spring break anyway, and I think that was, everybody does it differently, but I think the goal and intent is the same, is to protect our kids. So I'm sure they'll be making a decision similar to what West Burlington and Great River Christian and Notre Dame has done.
Well, again, we're going to see what happens over the course of the next.
I should say all sports, practices, activities,
yeah,
everything is suspended. And that came from the Iowa Athletic Association, as well as our activities are all suspended for an indefinite period of time.
So will you actually be picking up baseball or all of these things are speculation right now. Yeah.
The goal is, as everybody's talked about it, you see it in the national media and everything. The goal is to try to protect our kids and also and the teachers and the parents at home, but suppress this wave of buildup that the coronavirus was having. They've looked at it in other nations. I've sat in on a couple of phone calls from the president's office as well as the mayor's, and they're fairly confident that they break this wave or suppress this wave, the virus will dissipate somewhat, or at least the threat will dissipate somewhat.
And warmer weather tends to also have an effect on that. You said God's Portion Day, that has been moved back as well, is that right?
God's Portion Day has been rescheduled tentatively to June 6th. The garage sale, which is very well attended, it'll be May 16th. We've tried to push that out because the CDC recommendation is for events is 8 weeks. And
right.
So we're going with that guideline for those type of events because we know we're going to have a large turnout of people for those events. So we move those even further back even than the 4 weeks of the school.
Well, and we've got, sports in general, professional sports, all of those things.
They're all
sort of in the same, we're all in the same boat. Now, from a city of Burlington standpoint, all city buildings are officially closed.
That is correct. I should state that they're all officially closed, but staff is still showing up and doing their jobs. So you can still do business with the city via telephone, electronically, email, text. We are there to make sure the city still runs and you're still getting the services you need. You may have to set an appointment, but it's pretty simple to call the office, and in fact, we have that on our Facebook, on our website, on how you can conduct business.
No change in trash pickup or any of that sort of thing as well.
Okay. Not at this point, no. And there are people out there wanting to know about spring cleanup. That is coming up on a work session. We will be discussing that soon. So we'll make that plan going into the future.
So. All right. So that's something that is yet to be determined. We were talking also about the fact that this is very, very hard on, and you, as a small business owner, you know exactly, this is tough on virtually every small business, isn't it?
Well, it is crippling. I mean, I went through this in 2008, something similar where we were closed for an extended period of time due to the bridge and flood and having to rebuild our building. They would not let us open it up until certain things were taken care of. And the only option small business has, and the only option I've seen so far, is a small business loan. So you think about it, a lot of businesses are already leveraged, and now they're going out and borrowing money they don't have. They shouldn't have to borrow.
Yeah. And
so that's not a real viable solution for most businesses.
And most small businesses, cash flow is really king, and it's on a day-by-day basis,
yeah,
isn't it?
You know, and there's been a lot of first of all, Amazon's not shipping people, so if you're going to buy something, buy it locally,
okay,
whether it's a big box store or local. And the restaurants had the voluntary closure yesterday. They're still doing carry out and drive through and pickup. So
I've heard
delivery. So
buy gift cards or buy gift certificates for local businesses.
Yeah, I mean, especially the ones that really hurt are the bars that don't offer food service. You know, I have several friends and family members that have those, and boy, right now, they're going to need the help. This temporary closure is supposed to be from March till March 31st, but it is tough times. And whenever they say shop local, what I mean by that is, yes, our local independent merchants, but also those young men and women and people working at some of the fast food chains, they need your business too. So spend your money in Burlington, West Burlington. That's, I guess, what I'm saying with shop local.
Well, and you've got a lot of bartenders, wait staff, all of those things, all of those people need assistance too, don't they?
Yeah, this is going to hurt. I'm not going to lie, and I wish we had a better solution for it. But I think the more we comply, the quicker it'll be over.
Okay, so hope for the best, plan for the worst, move on. More information will be out as soon as we have more information, right?
Yeah, the one of the things is communication is key, and one of the things we've asked the city staff to do is really ramp up our communication. And if you've looked at our even the social media, the websites, we have the information out there. I put my email out there. It's billupsj@burlingtoniowa.org. You can email me at any point in time if you have a question. My Facebook post page is open. You can ask me a question there, or my cell phone, much to my wife's chagrin, is out there for everybody.
Yeah, okay. And you can. And you said what? You shut it off after 131 calls?
131 calls yesterday. I finally shut it off. It's really important to me that a citizen has a question, and I know I'm not the only councilman they'll ask.
What were the main questions that you got over? I'm guessing a lot of the same thing.
Lot of the same thing. I was getting questions, is courthouse open? People just, they're looking for answers, and some answers are things that we don't control, but at least we can put them in the direction.
Right.
And I will say that I know, talking to the other councilmen, they're all of the same frame of mind. If you have a question, contact a council person. If we don't have an answer, we'll get one back to you, because we want you to have the information you need. But a lot of phone calls yesterday about the closures of the restaurant. What's that mean? What do they do? And we can all argue about the timing of it.
Yeah.
I understand the intent is to protect Iowans, and the governor has a tough job. I mean, I wouldn't envy her at this point in time. We can all argue about the timing, but the intent is there to protect. And so hopefully today, after dealing with it for 24 hours, will cooler heads will prevail.
All right. Let's hope that they do. John Billups, thanks on both occasions for all your part-time positions or whatever they are, part-time, full-time, whatever you are.
I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it.
And in other words, then we'll stay tuned for more information, and we'll have it here on KBUR when it is available. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Steve.